Begin the current daven second zayin daf kay. You begin them in alpha. Begin to taste the master. Begin towards the gemara. Rava may says in itself lezarkas. You don't have to go ahead and be mezarkatim through a kinyan. Just can explain the reasoning of the two different opinions in the gemara that of Rabbi Shmuel. Just can explain the differences between the Rebbe Chatziris and Tchumen, which is the differences between their opinions. Because the gemara brother Rav holds shetivim avayis. You don't have to be mezarkat. Tchumen, you do have to. Shmuel held the opposite. This explains the reason of Rav that he holds the Rebbe Chatziris from mezarkat is the kivan de asar. Since the one that they're doing the Eiriv for makes it Asur Aleha on the one who's giving the Eiriv, if he's not joining the Eiriv. So Gomar, so the one who's giving it conclusively goes in the Maknile, he goes and he gives the acquisition to the one that's making it forbidden him, even without being Mazakid, through another person. Now, Betchumin, Tzarech Lezakas, on the other hand, Betchumin, you have to Mazakah, because the Loya Solah, because it doesn't make it forbidden him, and Beloigam Makni, therefore he doesn't conclusively go and be Makni without being Mazakah the Acher, and therefore he has to Mazakah the Acher, that's Kitpir Spokut, it's like Rashi explains. Now, whereas on the other hand, Ulishmul, Bemavoy Tzarech Lezakah is by the Shetuvim Mavoyis, you have to Mazakah to the other person, Dilimakni Rishusu, because it's an acquisition of domain. The Ksav Eir Mishum Kinyan, he holds that the Eiriv works as an acquisition. Peg Mishutsu, like the Gemara Bad Nevim Testament Al. And actually, I feel among them Eir Mishum Dira, and even according to the one who holds, the Eiriv becomes a dwelling place. So, because you have to go ahead and be Mazakit, that he could acquire a dwelling place in his friend's house. Whereas B'tchumen Tzav B'Shemol, but regarding Tchumen Shemol holds, Dein Tzav Lezak, because you have to be Mazakit him, because the Leg Kan Rish HaSachem, it's not acquiring another domain. Or Inami, another reason that you could say why Shmuel did not require a kinyan by Eruv Tchumen is because Kivan the Imavan Mavan Eruv Tchumen Eldram Mitzvah, since the whole Eruv Tchumen is only for the mitzvah purpose, Mishum Mitzvah Gomer Makni, because of a mitzvah, a person can conclusively is Makni even without being Mezaka. Well, even more, but Kivan the Eruv Tchumen Imavan Eldram since Eruv Tchumen is only with a person's understanding, Amirasik Shu Aymer Tsebar, at least since it has to be with his willingness. So when he says, make an Eruv for me, Chashubik is Chid, that's like be Mezaka, even without doing the actual Schia. Now, we go ahead, we do certain things that are more stringent by Rebbe Chatziris than by Rebbe Tchumen, and that is because the Chatziris, Tzorech Lezakah, the Shmuel. By Rebbe Chatziris, Shmuel holds you have to Mezakah, and Ubaye Pas, you need bread. Rebbe Tchumen, on the other hand, Ein Tzorech Lezakah, Ein Tzorech Pas. You don't have to Mezakah, like Shmuel said, and you don't need bread. Now, but there are certain things that were more stringent by Rebbe Tchumen than by Rebbe Chatziris. Because the betchumen by base was cholecher, by betchumen you have to have 2 meals worth for every single person. Ubechaseres the manchein merubin, but everybody says when there's many people, sagi b'mazim base with this lekum, it's enough for 2 meals worth for everybody. Ubechmanchein moat, and then when there are a few amount of people, less than 18, sagi b'gregus lecholecher, it's enough with a dried fig for every single person. Can have mesamach like the gemara tells us shortly this idea. Now, more of a shalech, erbi atcher shed, because someone sends the erb to a deaf, mute, a mentally deranged, or a minor. Ain erb betchumen, it's not a valid erb with the laws of tchumen. Whereas the Bechatzeres, cut and clay best Erev, because it's not an acquisition, just collecting something, and therefore those are the differences we have in halacha between Erev Tchum and Erev Bechatzeres, similar to like we have that machlekes regarding Mezakah and our Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Ketinek Tesis begins with the Gemara, Maisa Bechalasa Bechulu, there's a story with the daughter-in-law, etc. Tesis comes to disagree with Rashi regarding what's the actual raya to Rav regarding which one of the Erevim that we're talking about over here. Because the Gemara brought a machlekes regarding the story of the daughter-in-law of Rav Boishia. She went to the bathhouse and she was there out of the tchum when she was there. She went to the Beis Hamerchatz and says Choshchala, and her mother-in-law made an erev. Rabbi Chiya said she's not allowed to come home. So the question was it because it was the mother-in-law's and was not mezakatar, or was it the daughter-in-law's but she didn't do midaita? Now, Pesach, because Rashi explains the ayah over the tchumen. But this story was regarding the tchum, and this was supporting Rab on the idea of Rabbi Chiya that a Rebbe tchumen that you have to be mezakah, and since she didn't, she couldn't come home. Now. Says Tosis, Mavgav to Bechatzeres, Pligim Asnin Alev the Rav. Now, although that in regard to the laws of Eruv Chatziris, still our Mishnah disagrees with Rav. And that Rav, she said, Rav Tanu Hu Polik, Rav is a Tana, and he disagrees. But regarding Tchumen, he's supported by Rav Chiya. And that's the Tosis B'Kash, but it's difficult because Ikar Kusha Lo Hizel Mechatzeres. The primary question was from our Mishnah regarding Eruv Chatziris that we see you have Mezaka, Mahola Mishan Median, and regarding that, the Gemara is not answering anything at all. So actually, says the Yeshlim Tesis, says you could actually say the Rebbe Chatziris Hayimais. The story was not like Rashi that she went out of the tchum. It was regarding Rebbe Chatziris, and V'chein Pirshu Ben Chanan. So Rebbe Chanan explains, which was regarding carrying in the chatzer. The Rav Sabek Rebbe Shmuel, and actually Rav held like Rebbe Shmuel that you don't need to be mezaka. He was the one held it's okay, even though she was not mezaka to her. And this that Rav differentiates between the Rebbe tchum and the Rebbe Chatziris. Is because Ksava Rav Tadan Didan Tanam Bechatzeres Divin Zikrim. Rav held that the Tanam Mishnah holds by Chatzeres you need to be Mesaka, which on that point he's disagreeing, but kol shekin mitrumin, for sure, yeah, although Trumin doesn't mention, and that's what the Gemara said for Shmuel, but if you need zikah by Yeruv Chatzeres, for sure you need to have betrumin. Why? Because the Trumin kol ha'am by Yischia. Because Evan agrees by Yeruv Chatzeres that you need to be mezaka. There's more of a reason to require zikui by Trumin than it requires by that of Yeruv Chatzeres. So therefore, actually, our Mishnah supports Rav on Trumin, and regarding Yeruv Chatzeres, that he's like Rabbi Shmuel. Now, well, the Pesach HaKunsh is Mokel HaBetchumen, but it says Taisa, according to Rashi's interpretation, that he explains the story that was talking about Yeruv Chumen, Yeshlema, so then you could say Rebchi, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yisim, Mishum Aviv, both of those, Rebchi and Shmuel, Rebbe Yisim, name of his father, Ozal Tamayi, they go according to their reasoning. Because Rebchi is little bit of a parakama, Rebchi holds at the end of the first parak, the Chumen Deir Aisa, Chumen is biblical. Well, Achim Achim, who therefore is more stringent. And Rebbe Yisim, the Mekel, and Rebbe Yisim is more lenient, the Litamei. Those are the two different opinions in that story. He's lenient, and he said, no, she could come home, is, according to his reasoning, Dama Lehel, that he says in the Flamah Hayam and Aleph, Savak Erev Kashrut, when you have a doubt regarding Erev, it's Kashrut, because he holds Erev Tchumen is the Rabban, and then you go by Savak of Rabban, you go to Kula. So this brought that, according to Rashi, the story was regarding Erev Tchumen, and according to his interpretation, the opinion of Rabban regarding Erev Chatzeres is still contradicting from my Mishnah, but you have to say Rav Tanu Palak, whereas according to Taisis, the whole story is by Erev Chatzeres, and therefore he's being supported by Rabbi Shmuel, that one does not require a zikui by a Rebbe Chatzeres. So next says, Vasa begins with Gemara Amrav Nachman. Nachman says, like, we have a tradition. Echad Rebbe Tchumen, the Echad Rebbe Navais. Both Rebbe Tchumen, Shtev Navais, Tzarech Lazakas, you have to mezak, you have to do a kinyin for. Which says, verifies that actually every type of Erev you have to mezaka, including Erev Tavshil. Because Rebbe Nachman said those two require. Now, so it says, V'chein Halacha, and so does the Halacha. All the erbin you have to mezaka, Erev Tchumen, Chatzeres, Shetu Bevois, and the Eruv Tavshil, which they're all called Erev, although they're different contexts of Erev. But even Erev Tavshil, you have to do Zikr. Now, Avak of the Boy Rav Nachman, Erev Tavshil, although Rav Nachman himself only he asks that as a question, he doesn't come to a conclusion. But Hamasik Abay concludes in the Gemara, the Shmuel, the Shmuel. Obviously, he didn't hear the teaching of Shmuel because the Shmuel, had he heard it, Lav and Boyle, he would not have asked it. From the fact that he wouldn't have asked it, so obviously he would agree to Shmuel that the halacha is that one requires zikui to be mezaket even by Yibet Avshu. Kitzur next says the Masik Abay begins with the Gemara. Also, Kamed Rabbi Yehuda, they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. And Lui said to them, Halachim Shmuel, this is Shmuel said, Ishta Shalad Mechulu, a man's wife could also do it in his place, which traces finds a difficulty. Why they have to bring this source, which is that Rabbi Huda compared the wife of a non-Jew to rent from him, from the wife of a Jew, that she could join in the Erev. Which Taisa says, has to take a second look and says, if you're going to say, why did Rabbi Huda bring the words of Shmuel regarding the wife of a Jew to resolve the question regarding the wife of a non-Jew? Why didn't he bring the teaching of Rabbi Huda? That he says in Mishmei Shmuel, Daf Tzamach Dalman Alf, that Tzchir V'Lekita Shal Nachi, that regarding the worker of a non-Jew, nice in the roof of a diary. He could give his Erev, and that's sufficient, and you don't have to go ahead and rent from the non-Jew. So, if you could do it from the worker of the non-Jew, because you can initially assure his wife that you could rent it from. So, Baba Maisim Nachanachi, that would have been a cleaner comparison, would have been from the non-Jew, from the non-Jew, and not from the wife of a Jew to resolve that of the wife of a non-Jew. Which that says, what you can say is, not the Ishtaya Ishtay Nichali Lasuri, right? Although that context would have been both non-Jews, but here the context of both wives, and therefore preferred to resolve it from that of the wife of a Jew to that of the wife of a non-Jew. Kitzur next says the Masla begins with the Gemara Ragel in. If that's the one they usually use, is yes, Shena Ragel Loi, but if it's not, then no. Shena's explaining, what does it mean, Ragel? Because the Gemara said that from the Ragel, then you could forcibly take the Shita from him, but if not, not. Taisa explains, what does this mean? So Taisa says, the Ragel, Aser, when we say that the one that normally uses it, it's going to be Aser, that's my Pesach HaRagel. Meaning, we find this terminology elsewhere, that if this is opening that's normally used, so that's what it means. So the same thing over here is if this guy normally joins together, he's normally part of the mavli, then you forcibly take the sheet. But if he doesn't normally use it, then it's not going to make it forbidden. Now, so that we said that the ragel, that we said, that we said you can forcibly take the sheet from him, that means forcibly from the homeowner. But you still need to have, although you're forcibly taking from the owner, but at least his wife has to acquiesce, has to agree. Now, says Taisus Ba'avagav Das Signal, the Gemara concludes the Ishtay Shalad, that the woman, that wife's, the man's wife can make the Erev even without his agreement. Ein lo mikan, and that's what we're saying in this case, actually, you need hardas, and even though he's not giving it. But you cannot learn out from over here that she gave him zaka to the people of the people of Chatzar to give from his bread also for them. So not only can we take his, you would think that she could be mezaka to the other people also. So on that says no. Because Nehid Bishwal Asmeicha Litin Shlomit does by law for herself she could give without her husband's agreement. But she does not have the ability to mezaka to her neighbors without her husband's agreement. And it's Tzarech Lizar, so everyone has to be careful. That the woman should not go ahead and mezaka to her neighbors, the sheet of mother, when her husband's not in town, because she can't do that, she does not have that ability. Now, though, as every single person gave the piece of bread, near the shari would be permitted for lo astri adadi, even though they don't go ahead and make it forbidden, cause much lemichabal, as long as the husband doesn't protest, because the mistamal covered, because we can presume the husband's not particular. But although every single person giving their own, that would work, but for her to mizaka to others, we cannot rely on that, of that the husband not being makbid. But to the contrary, it actually would have to have his actual das. Now, the main habal va ishav iril b'nei beis. Now, let's say the husband and the wife are not home, and only the family members. So, tzarech l'daktik, you have to be precise. Im yichon la'arv b'nei beis b'lei rishus mishal b'al abayis. You have to know if you can make the eiv of the family members without the permission of the homeowners of the parents. Because the habasamach nan, because the mishnah amid beis says in the teis v'alein that if new members join the community, ma'isiv, you have to add on to the shetuv b'tzarech l'diyah. And you have to notify them. And also when the food was used up, we also learned the tzarech ladim minach. You have to notify them when you're using a different type. So you see that they have to be notified, and therefore it's not so simple that the family members could go ahead and join the Erev without the notification of the parents who are out of town for that Shabbos.